two tries now, so hopefully the third time will be the best.
我今日講咗兩次喺呢篇度，希望第三次講得更加好。
Or it might be the worst. We'll see.
或者係最差都唔定。
Well, as any good student of God's word,
作為神話語嘅任何一個作為神話語嘅好學生
，we always need to remember that we in studying God's word, you need to know the history.
我哋查考神嘅話語嘅陣時，我哋需要知道嗰個背後嗰個歷史。
You need to know the background. What's going on? Why is the author saying what the author is saying?
我哋需要知道個背景，點解個作者講緊佢所講嘅説話。
There's always a reason why the author is speaking whatever they're saying.
常常都係有一個背後嘅原因，點解作者佢所講嘅説話係咁佢所講嘅。
And this is true with our passage today.
这个就是我们今天 所讲所要读的经文那个背的情况。
According to a lot of historians and scholars,
根据很多的历史学家和一些学者
they say that during this time, the Roman legal system in Corinth was corrupted.
他们说这个在这个时候的哥林多的教会他们那个的罗马的法律的系统都 是受到这个败坏的。
Judges are taking bribes.
那些法审判官佢哋系受贿赂。
Not only that, but you have the poor being really victimized.
唔单止咁样，嗰啲贫穷嘅人佢哋都成为受害者。
You have the rich and the affluent people getting away with anything they want.
嗰啲有钱有权有势嘅人，佢哋就所做嘅嘢，佢哋唔需要负责任。
Not only that, but in the courtroom, the plaintiff and the defendants they would.Fight each other with nasty words.
仲唔單止咁樣喺個法院嘅裏邊，嗰個原告同埋被告，佢哋大家係互相嘅指責，非常嘅即係用嘅言語係非常嘅難聽。
So the legal system is messed up.
咁所以嗰個嘅法律嘅系統係非常嘅混亂。
And Paul the apostle knew this. That's why he tells the Corinthians not to take Christians.Not for Christians to take Christians to court.
使徒保罗佢就知道喺一个咁嘅情况之下，佢就劝诫呢啲嘅信徒唔好将另外一啲信徒带到去法院嗰度做诉讼。
And Paul gives three reasons why Christians should never take Christians to court.
保罗俾到三个原因，点解信徒唔好带信徒去到教呢个嘅法院嗰度嚟做诉讼
？The first reason is because the legal system is not fair. There's no equal.
喺第一個原因就係呢個法律嘅系統裏邊咧係冇一個平等嘅情況嘅。
The second reason is nobody wins. Your reputation will get destroyed. The community will get divided, and essentially God's name will be defamed.
另外一個原因，第二個原因就係冇人係一個贏家嚟嘅。大家嘅名聲都受到損害，神嘅名亦都係受到損害。
And the third reason is because the things that you're fighting for here on earth is temporary.But in fact, what you have as Christian is an eternal reward, eternal kingdom.
第三個原因就係話，我哋所去爭取、要訴訟翻嚟嘅係一啲喺呢個世界上係一啲短暫嘅事情，而我哋基督徒信徒所擁有嘅係一個永恆嘅國度。
So let's start with the first reason.
我哋先嚟睇第一個嘅原因。
It's not a fair system.
呢個唔係一個平一個公平嘅制度。
In chapter 6, verse 1, the last part, Paul says, Does he dare go to law before the unrighteous instead of the saints?
在第六章的第一節下半節那裡說，怎敢在不義的人面前求審判，不在聖徒面前求審判呢？
And then later in verses 5 and 6, verse 6 saying, But brothers go to law against brother, and that before unbelievers.
那就在第五節那裡講到，也都是弟兄與弟兄告狀，而告在不信的人面前，不信的人面前，在第六節這樣講。
Paul uses two words to describe these people. He calls them unrighteous and he calls them unbelievers.
保罗用两个字嚟到形容呢啲嘅审判嘅人。第一，佢哋系不义嘅；第二咧，佢哋系不信嘅人。
And Paul, in essence, is asking, why are you taking, your Christian matters to non-Christians?
咁保罗就问啦：点解你哋要将你哋嘅信徒之间嘅事情？帶到去不信嘅人面前咧。
What do non-Christians know about Christianity?
不信嘅人對基督教嘅信仰有咩認識咧
？I'll tell you a story.
讓我同大家講個故事。
My fiance has a boss that is not a Christian.
我嘅未婚妻佢有一個嘅上司，佢係一個非信徒嚟嘅。
The boss is very nice.
佢個上司非常好人嘅。
Very sincere。
好友善。
Very kind。
仁慈。
She loves animals。
佢中意好中意小動物嘅。
One day she asked Briony。
有一日就問佢未婚妻。
Because she knew that Briony was a Christian.
因為佢知道 Briony 咧係一個嘅基督徒。
So she says to Briony, "I thought the Bible is against women."
佢就同佢講啦，啊，我以為聖經係好反對好壓制呢個女性嘅喎。
Very likely she's never been to church.
好可能咧，佢從來冇去過教會。
She's probably never read the Bible.
可能從來從冇睇過聖經。
And the only thing she knows about Christianity is from what she hears from people that are non-Christian.
可能佢對基督教認識就係從嗰啲非信徒唔係基督教嘅人嗰度聽翻嚟嘅。
So she says, "I thought the Bible treats women as less than men."
我覺得佢所以佢話啦，啊，我以為聖經所教導嘅就係對女人咧就係差過對男人嘅喎。
I thought the Bible is oppressive to women.
咁啊，我以為聖經咧係對女人係有壓榨嘅。
And Briony says, "No."
咁佢未婚妻同佢講唔係喎。
In fact,During the time when women were treated as less than a slave,
其實實在啱啱相反，就係當喺嗰個年代，當嗰啲女人係被對待得仲差過奴隸嘅時候
，The Bible treats women with care and compassion and love.
而聖經咧就教導對待女人咧要係有要愛護，要去關顧。
Briony's boss was so shocked.
佢未婚妻嘅上司咧，非常嘅驚訝。
She was like she's never heard this before ever.
佢從來冇聽過呢啲咁嘅言論嘅。
So I asked the question: What do non-Christians know about Christianity?
咁我想問下大家啦，非信徒對基督教嘅信仰有咩認識咧
？Probably not much.
可能唔多。
So the question then is: Why should Christians take Christians to people that are not Christian to deal with the problem?
咁所以問題就話點解信徒要帶另外一啲嘅信徒去到一啲非信徒面前嚟到審判佢哋之間嘅事情咧
？It makes no sense at all。
呢個完全唔合理。
That's why Paul encourages the Christian community to deal with the problem internally。
所以保羅就係鼓勵呢啲嘅基督教信徒嘅群體，佢哋喺教會裏邊嚟到處理自己嘅問題。
And not to go to the unrighteous or the unbeliever。
而唔係去到嗰啲不義嘅。不信嘅人當中
，but instead for the saints, the Christians in the community to deal with the problem，
而係話咧就係喺個信徒嘅羣體裏邊嘅聖徒當中嚟到尋求審判。
But the question is why? Why do Christians need to deal with Christian problems in the church？
但問題就係話點解呢個嘅信徒要喺
Why do Christians have to deal with Christian problems in the church？
點解信徒要喺教會裏邊同其他信徒嚟處理佢嘅問題咧
？I think there's two answers to that。
我相信咧喺當中有兩個答案。
The first one is by understanding historical context。
第一個咧，我哋要明白呢個歷史嘅背景。
Remember, the system that is in place in society is not fair。
要記得當其時嗰個嘅社會嘅制度係一個唔公平嘅制度嚟嘅。
It is not equal。
唔係平等嘅。
You have the rich winning everything and the poor suffering even more.
我哋嗰啲有錢嘅人，佢哋就擁有曬所有嘅嘢，而嗰啲窮人咧，佢哋就受好多嘅苦。
You have women that are treated less than men.
有女性係被對待得差過男性。
And so therefore the system has failed.
所以呢個制度基本上係一個已經係失敗嘅。
But Paul says through Jesus Christ, he has established a community, a body of Christ.
但係保羅話。藉住耶穌基督，佢已經建立咗一個嘅基督徒嘅羣體。
Where there is equality，
喺當中係有平等嘅。
Remember, Paul says in all his most of his letters, there is no longer Jew or Gentile。
記唔記得保羅喺大部分佢嘅書信裏邊講到，再冇呢個猶太人同埋外邦人嘅分別。
There is no man, there is no woman，
冇男人女人嘅分別。
There is no free, there is no slave，
冇呢個自由人或者係被呢個奴隸嘅分別。
But you are all one in Jesus Christ。
我哋喺主耶穌基督裏邊都係成為一體。
That is revolutionary。
呢個係一個好革命性嘅諗法。
It is unheard of during that time period。
喺嗰個時代係從未被聽過嘅。
And so if you want to get a fair treatment, why are you going to a system where they don't treat you fair? Instead, you should deal with it in a system that should that everyone should be treated fairly.
所以咧，如果你想被公平地對待嘅話，點解你唔留喺教會裏邊當中係有一個公平嘅制度嚟到對待你哋嘅，而係去到一個外邊一個不公平嘅情況之下嚟被審判咧？
And the second reason why Christians should deal with Christian problems in the church.
第二個原因點解基督徒應該留喺教會裏邊嚟處理佢哋嘅問題
？It's because you guys, I mean Christians, play a big part in God's great plan.
因為基督徒在神的計劃裏面有一個很重要的角色。
Paul says that they will judge angels.
保罗說這些信徒他們第日要去審判天使。
They will judge the world.
他們會去審判世界。
How do you do that?
我們怎麼做呢?
You know, I'm studying this, I'm like, how do you judge angels? How do you judge the world?
當我研讀的時候，我想，我們怎樣去審判天使，怎樣審判世界呢？
And to be honest, I don't really know the full answer.
老實說，我都不是完全掌握到個答案。
But I will take a stab at it.
但我想行前一步。
If I'm wrong,
如果我錯的話，
it's okay, I'm telling you right now, I'm not 100% sure.
但我都嘗試了，但雖然可能我不是100%
But I think it has to do with Revelation chapter 19 and verse 20, chapter 20.
我相信係應該同呢個啟示錄裏邊嘅十九同埋二十章有關。
Where you have the image of the white rider.
嗰度咧有一個嘅白色嘅騎士。
Who represents Jesus Christ?
呢個係代表預表咗耶穌基督。
And he's dressed in all these war outfits.
佢著住呢啲嘅戰袍。
And his shirt is drenched in blood.
但係佢身衫上高係染咗血。
He's holding a sword.
佢揸住一把嘅刀。
He proclaims judgment with his mouth and with his eyes.
佢用佢嘅眼同埋佢嘅口嚟到係宣講呢個嘅審判。
And Revelation chapter 20, 19 and 20 talks about how there will be an army of followers of Jesus Christ.
喺啟示錄第十九二十章嗰度形容到咧有一啲跟隨耶穌基督嘅一啲嘅軍隊。
And they will all be riding in horses.
佢哋全部都係騎馬嘅。
And they're wearing white garments.
佢著住白色嘅戰甲。
Now, a lot of this is symbolism.
喺好多呢啲都係一個象徵嚟㗎。
And the symbolism is used to deal with the problem that the New Testament church was facing.
呢啲嘅徵兆咧，好多時都係用嚟咧處理當其時新約教會嘅面對一啲嘅問題。
That the Christians during the time of Revelation was going through a lot of persecution。
喺啟示錄時代嘅信徒，佢哋面對好多嘅欺壓。
They were imprisoned, they were killed, they were separated from their family members。
佢哋被殺，佢哋被下在監裏，佢哋同佢哋嘅家人係分開。
They lost their possessions。
佢哋損失佢哋嘅財產。
They were treated unfairly，
不公平地被對待。
And so the Christians were wondering, is Jesus really the Lord of the universe？
所以個基督徒就喺度，當其實基督徒就喺度懷疑，究竟耶穌基督係咪真係呢個宇宙嘅主宰咧
？Is Jesus really going to vindicate all of the wrong that happened to me and my family？
耶穌基督係咪真係會為到我同埋我家人身上所發生嘅事，不公義嘅事嚟平反呢
？Is Jesus really going to free me from this punishment and torment and persecution？
耶穌基督係咪會真係喺呢啲嘅欺壓、呢啲不公義嘅事情上高為我嚟到係使我得到釋放呢
？So Jesus takes John and he shows John what he's going to do。
所以耶穌基督就帶住John去約翰嚟到去睇。佢將要做嘅事情。
And he tells John to go and tell the Christians, go tell the churches that yes, you will be vindicated. Yes, your perseverance will pay off. Yes, you will have peace.
所以耶穌基督就吩咐約翰要對呢啲嘅信徒嚟到講：你哋放心啦，你哋嘅你哋會得到最後，你哋會得到公義，你哋嘅不平嘅對待會都被平反，你哋嗰個嘅。所受的壓榨是會得到公平的處理。
So how I think the saints will judge the world is by persevering in your suffering. How I think the saints will judge the world is by their perseverance.
Okay, so 所以我啲信徒點樣嚟到去審判呢個教會咧，就係憑住佢哋對嗰個嘅喺耶穌基督裏面嗰個精偽。
In their perseverance, they will inherit the kingdom of God.
在他們那個的不朽不屈裡面，他們會承受神的國。
And later we'll explain what the kingdom of God is.
遲少少我會解釋什麼叫神的國。
And that's why I think it makes sense to our passage, because Paul tells them, die to yourself, suffer, receive suffering, be defrauded. In essence, go through persecution.
所以說呢，所以就我們作為一個信徒，我們要是去不朽不屈地去，你要經這些歷練，這些壓榨。
And persevere, because you have a great inheritance. You will inherit the kingdom of God.
我們要堅持下去，因為我們看到前面有神的國度在等我們。
And so therefore you will judge those that do wrong to you.
因此我們將要去審判那些對我們侵犯了我們的人。
By your perseverance, by your faithfulness, by your trust.
藉著我們的忠心，藉著我們那個的信心，藉著我們那個的堅毅。
And so the second reason why Paul tells Christians not to take Christians to court is because it will, nobody wins.
第二個原因，保羅吩咐點解信徒唔應該將信徒帶到非信徒當中嚟受審判咧，就係話喺呢個事情當中冇人係會係贏家。
Verse 7, to have lawsuits at all with one another is already a defeat for you. Why not rather suffer wrong? Why not rather be defrauded?
你們彼此告狀，這已經是你們的大錯了。為什麼不情願受欺呢？為什麼不情願吃虧呢？
You know, going to court, nobody ever wins.
去這個法院那裡，沒人會贏的。
I know a family where a brother and a sister is fighting out in court for an inheritance of $30 to $50 million.
我知道有一個家庭，佢哋去到法院嗰度嚟到尋求一個審判，就係為咗要爭取一個3000到5000万嘅身家嘅遺產。
They all hired high-power lawyers.
佢哋各自咧係請咗好知名嘅律師。
And even if somebody, say for example, somebody wins the case.
就算比方話，其中一方係贏咗啦。
They still lose.
事實上，佢仍然係輸嘅。
Because they will lose that relationship with their sister or brother.
佢哋會失去佢哋嗰個嘅兄弟姊妹彼此之間嗰個關係。
And if you lose the case,
但係若然你輸咗呢單案子
，well, you lose the inheritance.
你失去嗰個遺產。
And you lose the relationship with your brother or sister.
你亦都失去咗同你兄弟姊妹之間嘅關係。
And you know who wins?
你知唔知邊個會贏咧
？The lawyers.
就係嗰啲律師會贏啦。
Lawyers always win.
律師永遠都贏噶。
That was a joke.
啊，笑話嚟啫，講笑。
And in the same way, in this situation, if you're poor and you go to court, you're not going to win.
同樣喺呢度咧，如果你保羅嘅話，你走去到法庭嗰度咧，你都唔會贏噶。
Because you can't bribe enough.
因為你冇足夠嘅錢嚟到賄賂啲嘅審判官。
But say if you're a rich Christian, you go to court against a poor Christian, you still don't win.
假設你係一個有錢嘅基督徒啦，你去到呢個帶一個好窮嘅基督徒去到法院度做受審理，你仍然係唔會贏。
Because your relationship with that brother in Christ will no longer exist.
因為你同另外呢位嘅弟兄，佢彼此之間嘅關係唔再會存在。
And you know who loses?
你知道邊個會輸啊？
The reputation of Jesus Christ.
就係耶穌基督嘅聲譽。
You know, in some sense, the Christian life is never about ourselves.
其實某個角度嚟睇，呢個我哋基督徒嘅生命其實唔係淨係講我哋嘅。
We are called to live for God.
我哋係被召嚟去為神。
And we are called to be a blessing to our neighbors.
我哋係被召嚟到去成為我哋鄰居嘅一個祝福。
There really is no I in Christianity.
實際上喺呢個基督教信仰裏面係冇我自我呢回事噶。
And if for most of us here，
對我哋大部分喺到呢度嘅人嚟講
，and you know this， if you call yourself a Christian，
你知道啦。若然你叫自己做基督徒嘅話
，you tell your friends， your family， your coworkers that you're a Christian。
你話俾你嘅朋友知，你屋企人知，你嘅同事知，你係基督徒。
They're gonna watch you。
喺嗰度，佢哋會睇實你。
They're gonna watch and just。Point at you for every mistake that you do.
佢哋會望到你實指出你每一樣行錯嘅事情。
And that's why Paul tells us to live above reproach.
所以話咧，所以保羅就叫我哋咧要 生活嘅時候咧，係要有一個好高嘅指標。
That's why we're called to do our best to be a good witness of Jesus Christ.
我哋要行我哋最盡我哋所能去做到最好，成為耶穌基督嘅好嘅見證人。
And by taking another brother, another Christian to court, it's not a good picture to the people outside of church.
將另外一個信徒扯到去法院嗰度嚟到去求審判嘅話，逼喺非信徒嘅眼前唔係一個好嘅見證。
So that's why Paul says, "Why not suffer?"
所以保罗话喺度讲，点解唔情愿受欺咧
？Why not be defrauded？
情愿点解唔情愿吃亏咧
？Because those things that you lose, it's temporary.
因为我哋将要失去嘅只不过系一个过眼嘅云烟。
But instead, we should suffer. We should for the sake of unity do this so that Christ's name will be exalted.
但若然我哋係願情願去受苦嘅話，耶穌基督嘅名就因此受到稱讚。
Not just for the sake of our relationship with another brother，
唔單止係同我哋同其他弟兄姊妹嘅關係
，but for the sake of our neighbors who don't know Christianity，
亦都係為到我哋嘅未認識主嘅鄰居。
So that when they see us， they see wow， they see the gospel。
當佢見到我哋所作嘅時候，佢哋話：咦，哇！呢個佢哋就見到呢個福音啦。
That it's not about me, but it's all about the glory of God.
唔係為到我，而係為到神嘅榮耀。
Which leads us to our third reason.
咁呢個帶到我哋第三點，第三個原因。
So Paul says, you need to realize that the world we live in now is temporary, but what you as saints, as Christians, will inherit is the kingdom of God.
佢保羅係話到咧，我哋要記住，我哋而家所活喺呢個世界只係一個暫時嘅世界，而我哋將要承受嘅係神。神的國是永遠的。
And Daniel chapter 7 verses 18 and verse 22,
在這個但以理書第七章第十八到二十二節，這樣說。
It talks about how the saints will possess the kingdom of God, which is forever and ever and ever and ever.
他說到聖徒怎樣要承受神的國，這個是一個永遠、永遠、永遠的國度。
So what does it mean then to possess or to inherit the kingdom of God.
咁呢個係乜所謂承受神嘅國係乜嘢意思咧
？In the most simplest way I can explain it，
最簡單嘅方法嚟去解釋嘅話
，it means that somebody who is an outsider，
就係一個從外邊一個外邊嘅人
，has been rescued through the work of Jesus Christ，
係藉住耶穌基督嘅工作被拯救
，and Jesus rescues them and brings them into a community and a relationship with Jesus, with God.
耶穌基督就拯救佢嚟到進入一個同神建立一個關係嘅群體嘅裏邊。
And that relationship is forever and ever and ever and ever.
而呢個同神嘅關係係會延續到永遠遠遠嘅。
And in that relationship,
喺呢個關係當中
，you have everything.
你擁有一切。
You have the forgiveness of sins.
你有罪嘅赦免。
You have eternal life.
也有永生。
You have great joy that nothing in this world can give you.
你有莫大嘅喜乐，这个世界不能够俾到你嘅。
You have the greatest fulfillment and satisfaction because you now have a connection with your Creator, with your God.
你会得到最大嘅满足，因为你已经同你创造你嘅主重新嘅建立。
You will have peace.
你会有平安。
You will have community.
你会有一个嘅你會有一個同心一班嘅人一齊。
You will experience love that nothing in this world can show.
你會經歷到呢個世界所唔能夠俾到你嘅一種嘅愛。
So if this is what it means for Christians, you have and you will inherit the kingdom of God.
如果呢個就係話承受神嘅國所要俾你嘅一切嘅嘢嘅話
，Why do we care so much about the things of this world?
你仲點會去關心呢個世界所能夠俾到你嗰少少嘢咧。
And let's be honest, sometimes we love our possessions more than we love the kingdom of God.
老實講，有啲時候咧，我哋實際上真係喜歡呢個世界多過世界上所嘅物質多過神嘅國。
And so I have a few suggestions.
所以咧，我有幾個建議
that will help us as a Christian community.
幫助我哋作為一個基督嘅羣信徒嘅羣體
，not take other Christians to court，
唔好帶其他嘅信徒去到法院嗰度。
Now I understand that these suggestions are ideologies.
我都明白呢啲嘅建議咧，可能係好理想化嘅。
And I know that it's easier for me to say it than for me to actually do it.
亦都明白咧，可能咧講係易過做。
So I'll give you some.
但我都想同大家分享下。
The first suggestion.
第一個建議
is that if you know someone that has been wronged or have suffered.
如果你知道有啲人咧係被欺壓或者係受苦嘅話。
We as a community, as a Christian community,
我哋作为一个基督徒嘅群体
should help out.
去帮应该去帮手。
If somebody lost their monthly check, I mean their rent for the month,
或者有人咧唔见咗啲钱，冇钱交租
，because another brother misled them to a bad investment.
可能另外一个弟兄错误引导去做咗啲坏嘅投资
，and they don't have money to pay their rent.
嗱，而家佢冇钱嚟到交租啦。
We as a community, Christian community, should give money so that the brother can pay for his rent.
我哋作为基督徒群体，我哋应该帮手去筹集啲钱嚟到帮佢俾咗呢个租金。
By not helping,
若然我哋唔去帮的话
by not helping, it's easy for the person to take another Christian to court.
若然我哋唔去帮的话咧。
How we as saints, as Christians, help the situation is coming together as a community and helping the community.
我哋作为信徒，作为圣徒，我哋如何能够喺呢件事情里头，作为系集即系表现成为一个基督嘅群体去帮助佢咧
？Say for example, if someone was slandered by another Christian in church.
又或者另一個比喻，可能有一個人被教會裏面另一個人嚟到誹謗。
How you can help is by giving some of your time and listening to the person.
我哋點可以幫助佢咧？就係用一啲花啲嘅時間嚟去聆聽佢。
You go to their house, you cook them dinner, you talk to them, listen to them, care for them, give them a hug.
你我去到屋企嗰度嚟到幫佢煮下飯啊，聽下佢講啊，攬下佢啊。關顧下佢啊，關心下佢啊。
Another suggestion，
另外一個嘅建議
，how we can help Christians not take other Christians to church， I mean to court。
我哋如何幫另外一個嘅信徒唔好把其他嘅信徒扯去法院嗰度咧
？Is realizing that conflicts exist，
就係明白到咧喺人與人之間，我哋會係存在矛盾嘅。
There's conflicts in marriages.
在婚姻当中我们有矛盾。
There's conflicts in families.
在家庭里面我们有矛盾。
There's conflicts in church.
在教会里面都有矛盾。
So it is very important.
因此非常的重要。
That the Christian community.
基督徒的群体。
Uses wisdom.
用我们的智慧。
In electing leaders.
去选择我们的领袖。
To use wisdom in dealing with problems.
而他们是用智慧来去处理这些问题的。
And you guys play a big role.
你哋係喺呢個當中有一個佔咗一個重要嘅角色。
In making sure that the right people who have godly wisdom know how to deal with problems within the church.
要去揾一啲人咧，就係佢哋係有啲從神而嚟嘅智慧去處理呢啲嘅教會裏邊呢啲嘅事情。
And these people must have wisdom.
而呢啲嘅人咧，呢啲嘅領袖需要有智慧。
That's why Paul says to the Corinthians.Don't any of you guys know how to deal with this problem?
所以保罗对呢啲哥林多嘅人，佢话你哋当中岂冇人系有智慧嚟处理啲事情咩
？Another suggestion，
另外一个嘅建议
，comes from a famous rap song。
从一个好有名好出名嘅唱说嘅歌。
In the 1990s, there's a rapper named Ice-T。
喺1990年有一个有一队嘅一个嘅歌手叫做 Ice。
Actually, sorry, it's Ice Cube.
叫做冰粒
Yeah, so his name is Ice Cube.
佢个名叫冰粒
And he has a song where it's called Check Yourself.
佢有一只歌叫做 Check 下你自己
And this was during a time when gangster rap was a big deal.
当其时咧喺嗰个时代咧，嗰啲嘅群党嗰啲人嗰啲歌咧系好流行嘅
So I'm going to read a lyric for you.
咁我想咧就读一段嘅歌词俾大家听。
Okay, you ready?
Yep,
okay.
Ready.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself because shotgun bullets are bad for your health.
在撞毀你之前就 check 下你撞毀你自己之前呢就 check 下你自己 因為咧亂射槍，你會射到自己。
See, Paulus, you can tell your kids you're cool.
Yeah,
you know an Ice Cube song.
Yeah, I.
Okay, what Ice Cube means is, before you do anything, you better take a step back, think about the consequences before you do anything.
呢個歌手冰粒佢所呢只歌想講嘅意思就話，你做任何事之前，攤下一步諗清楚你所做嘅事情嗰個後果先至好去做。
Think of the consequences on you. Think of the consequences on your family. Think of the consequences on, in this case, church and Christ's name.
諗下嗰件事情對你本人嘅後果，對你家人嘅後果，喺呢個情況之下。对教会的后果，对耶稣基督的后果。
And the last suggestion I have for us,
最后一个嘅建议俾大家嘅
，is that sometimes we can't take our Christian liberty too serious.
有啲时候咧，我哋唔好要揸得对我哋嗰个基督徒嗰个自由，我哋嗰个嘅权力揸得太紧。
That sometimes we have to forfeit our liberty for the sake of unity.
有啲时候为咗合一嘅缘故。我哋要放棄我哋自己嗰個基督徒嘅自由。
You know, and I'm getting married next week, and I'm already learning this.
大家都知道，我下個禮拜結婚啦，我都學緊呢個功課。
That I have to sometimes die to myself, or most of the time die to myself, for the sake of building up my wife.
嗱，有啲時候，事實上唔係大部分嘅時候，我係要對自己係死嘅，為咗要建立我嘅太太。
In the same way, Christians sometimes need to die to yourself for the sake of keeping a relationship with someone else.
同樣的道理，有的時候為了要跟其他的基督徒保持那個好的關係，我們有的時候要對自己是死的，把自己的權利是放棄。
And Paul gives a warning to all of, gives a warning in verses 8, 9, 10.
保羅在第8、第9和第10節那裡亦都俾我哋一個嘅警告。
If you only live for yourself，
若然你只係為自己而活。
If you only care about yourself，
若然你只係單顧自己。
You will not inherit the kingdom of God，
你唔會承受神嘅國。
Because you are no different than all those listed in verses 9 and 10。
因為你將會同第九、第十節裏面所列出嚟做嗰樣事情嘅人。
The thing in common between living for yourself and verses 9 and 10, all those people, is you don't submit yourself to the lordship of Jesus Christ.
另外，那个第九、第十节嗰类嘅人，同埋我哋跟随耶稣嘅人，有咩嘅分别咧？个分别就系在于我哋系跟随基督。
So we need to be careful not to be living only for ourselves.
我哋要小心，所以我哋要小心，唔好净系为自己而活。
Because by doing that, you might lose or miss out on something that is great, that is the kingdom of God.
因为若然我哋咁做嘅话，我哋可能咧就错过咗喺神国度里边好多好美好嘅事。
So why then is this keeping unity and preserving this community? Why is it important?
点解呢个保持合一，保持呢、这个保存住呢个基督个群体系咁重要咧
？Because Jesus Christ died for the body of Christ.
因为耶稣基督为到佢基督个身体嚟到死。
Because Christ's life was priceless.
因为基督个生命系无价噶。
Therefore, the church is priceless.
故此，教会系无价嘅。
Jesus takes what is worthless and makes them priceless.
耶稣基督把完全冇价值嘅嘢，将佢变为有价值。
He says in verse 11，
喺第十一节。
And such were some of you。
譬如话，就如你们中间有人，从前有人系咁样噶。
Talking about how they were worthless。
讲佢哋从前嘅情况。
But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God。
但系你哋如今奉主耶稣基督嘅名，并且我藉着我们神嘅灵。已經洗淨成聖稱義了。
The church, the body of Christ, the community is priceless.
教會耶穌基督嘅身體係無價嘅。
We need to fight to preserve the unity.
我哋需要去嚟到为呢、这个合一嚟去争取争战。
And how we fight is by not living for ourselves。
我哋如何去争战咧？就系唔系为自己而活。
But live for God and live for one another.
而是为神而活，为我们彼此每一个人而活。
So that the people outside of church can see the gospel lived in the church.
以至到在这个教会以外的人能够见到这个福音在这间教会里面是存在的。
And if we can't do this,
若然我们不能够这么做，
we are no different than what's going on in the Corinthian church.
我哋將會同呢個哥林多教會裏邊嘅人係冇分別。
Where we allow the corrupt and unfair system of the world come into the church.
我哋會唔會容讓呢、这個外邊嘅世界嗰、那個嘅不公平呢、这個敗壞嘅制度進入到教會當中咧
？So let us pray.
讓我哋祈禱。
Father, I pray for this community.
主耶稣，我哋天父，我哋为到呢个嘅群体嚟到祈祷。
Help us to not live for ourselves.
帮助我哋唔好为自己而活。
Help us to persevere and hold on to your promises.
帮助我哋嚟到系坚忍落去，为到你自己嘅命。
Help us value the kingdom of God that we have through Jesus Christ.
帮助我哋看重你喺主耶稣基督里面所赐俾我哋神嘅国。
Help us cherish it so much more than the things of this world.
帮助我们珍惜这件事比世上其他东西为大。
So that we can show to the unrighteous and unbelievers.
以致我们能够是向那些不信的人来展示。
That you are great.
你是一个伟大的主。
And that in a world that is fallen and broken.
在一个破碎的世界当中。
In your kingdom, there is unity, there is peace, there is harmony.
在你的国度里面有合一，有平，有这个和谐，有这个和平。
In Jesus' name.
是用奉耶稣的名祈祷。
Amen. Amen.